Welcome to PTW Office Hours, where we invite authors, writers, publishing professionals to have casual conversations around craft. Grab your journal, a cup of tea or coffee, and get ready to take notes. This is PTW Office Hours, brought to you by Permission to Write. Hey, PTW fam, it's Ashley here, and I'm so excited to talk to you for another episode of the PTW Office Hours podcast. The reception so far has been great, and so I'm really thankful for this community and this audience that we've built over the years. As we talked about in our trailer, we are absolutely going to invite guests, but we're also going to have some solo episodes where we can really just dig in and talk about different elements of craft. And so this week's episode is a solo episode, might be a little shorter than the others. And because it's dropping on Valentine's Day, I thought it appropriate to chat a little about love, specifically Black and POC love in literature. And so just to give some context, because my debut novel, Good Morning Love, was categorized as a romance. And so it's been very interesting in this journey as a debut author, because I pitched the book as women's fiction. So to me, that was just a little bit more because it was based on career and love and different elements. And so women's fiction felt like a safer area or space for my story. And so I never really thought of it as a romance. However, the love story is absolutely central to the book, right? So that element is there, but I never felt like I was hitting the normal beats of romance. So X amount of sex scenes, the third act breakup, only to get back together. And while I understood the publisher's decision to go in the direction of romance, I was honestly afraid of how it might be received by those who fancy themselves romance readers. The good news is, so far so good, all art will always be subjective. So of course, some people were either feeling it or not. But I hadn't really heard the complaint about it showing up as a real romance, so to speak, especially with the fact that there was literally like 1.5 sex scenes in the book. The reality is that I think I'll always have love as a central theme in my stories because, let's face it, like to me, love is kind of all there is. Whether we're talking about platonic love, familial love, romantic love, I think that love is just a through line in most of the stories that we tell, whether it's sci-fi or Marvel or whatever we're talking about. To me, I think love is always there. It's always a thread. And even with that, with this idea of wanting to write about love and being able to highlight it, I don't really fancy myself a romance writer. But I think that the good news is that romance is really showing up in different ways. And I think it's important to denote that there's very much a difference between like erotica and romance, you know, all genres to be respected. But I think there are nuances to those different things. And so I feel like we're in a space where we can write love stories that don't necessarily have to fall into a space of romance. And so for this week's episode, I wanted to talk about some really great love stories from contemporary books that I've recently read, where we could talk a little bit about the tropes, what made the stories intriguing, and who we were rooting for in the stories. And I'd also love to hear from you. So make sure that you leave comments on IG when we post about this episode. And we also need your support. So remember to like, rate, and subscribe to this podcast as we continue to grow. You know, people don't realize that you can't really determine how many spins essentially you're getting as a podcast unless people are subscribing, because it really goes by downloads. And so we just want to make sure that if you enjoy the podcast, that you are subscribed, that you can like and also write reviews. So jumping into the books that I wanted to highlight. First up, I have Honey and Spice. And this book was
absolutely the fake relationship turned real relationship trope that followed Kiki Banjo and Malachi Corday. This book was interesting as it definitely had some of the hot and heavy scenes, even with the fact that the main character hadn't fully gone there. And without giving too much of the book away, I think Babalola, who's the author, wrote great chemistry between these two main characters. There was also a bit of a enemies to lovers trope in there as well. And I feel like the prose here was really beautiful. And we got those big highs and low lows, all that conflict that kind of like drives us nuts when we're watching romances where you're like, if they would just, you know, do X, Y, and Z. All of that is really there in this book, Honey and Spice. And it's they're in college. So I feel like it was this really great transitional book where someone who maybe is just finishing high school would really enjoy it. Like, they try to make it that new adult isn't a genre, but new adult to me is totally a genre because I think there's a lot of stories to be told in that middle space between being in high school and being covered by YA and then like working into like really adult themes. And to me, Honey and Spice really did that well. The next book I wanted to highlight was You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty. You've probably heard a lot about this, by Emezi, Akweke Emezi, excuse me, Nigerian writer. This book, You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty, was absolutely a stunning read, probably one of my favorites of 2022. And I love this as a romance because it didn't feel typical at all either. And so when we talk about this idea around like romance and love stories, not necessarily having to hit the same beats that I feel like they have in the past. And none of these books, none of these characters in the book did I particularly love. Which is interesting in a book that I really enjoyed. And so the opening scene alone will have you asking, like, what exactly am I about to read? But there was a lot of complexity with this story, from grieving love to managing a new thing, and then a total plot twist in regard to love interest. And I was rooting for no one in particular and yet intrigued from the start. This book to me not only featured the regular physical intimacy that we see in romance, but also the spiritual connectivity as well. And there was Faye and Aleem's bond through their loss, which was really eloquently explored and laid out throughout the book. And it also felt intimate as hell every time we stepped into like Aleem's kitchen. And so I feel like they did a great job of really creating that element, creating that space between the main two of the main characters within this story. And there was very much a love affair with food in this book, which I thought was great. Just the descriptions that they had around food was in itself just a masterclass, because I could never describe food that eloquently. And it was a great reminder that sometimes love is just messy as hell, you know, that it's not like this perfect thing and everything doesn't always tie up in a neat bow, and love can be inconvenient and love can hurt people even when we don't really hope to do that. And so You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty was just really great and awesome romantic story. And then last but not least, I had Love Radio, which is a YA book, but I absolutely am an adult that reads YA as well. And so this was written by Ebony Liddell And Danny and Prince are the main characters, and they're just so sweet. Like, this is the most straight-on boy meets girl out of the three books. And there was all the nostalgia of R&B and soul music, even though it is a YA book and highlighting younger characters. Danny and Prince both have these old souls, in a sense. And this book brings on the romance around this idea of, like, courtship and getting the girl being at the center that makes it so reminiscent of the Black 90s cinema that Liddell nods to actually in the book. And even though there is a bit of a sad undertone of what these two main characters are experiencing in their lives and what they're trying to work through, one, it's like it's based in Detroit. And as someone from a city like Philadelphia, it's like tough cities, you know. I've heard a lot of folks compare a city like Detroit to Philly. So tough cities, and, you know, these main characters are really portrayed in a very realistic way of what they're going through. But I think it makes it all sweeter, this courtship and this romance that's happening throughout the book with Danny and Prince. And so those are just three really amazing books that I feel like have pushed against the tide of what it means to write a romantic story, to write a love story that maybe isn't necessarily considered so straight on romance. That was Honey and Spice, You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty, and Love Radio. And so my own motivation for telling stories around Black love are so inspired by that same Black 90s cinema that I feel was really heavily represented in a book like Love Radio. And I recently watched Brown Sugar, and there's just something so magical about the films from that time. The chemistry of the actors, the storytelling, the cinematography in itself, I feel like is really soulful and just like really draws you in. And along the same line of movies like Brown Sugar or like Love and Basketball, I don't care how toxic the internet tries to make it, okay, is one of my favorite movies. They were young. Young people make mistakes. Leave my man Q alone. But that was an aside. I also love films like Love Jones, of course, The Best Man. I mean, the Final Chapters series that recently debuted on Peacock has literally become a comfort watch for me. I've watched those episodes a ridiculous amount of times that I won't even share. And so in my writing, it's so important for me to try to evoke those same emotions and feelings that I get from watching those films, whether it's the longing stares, the subconscious touches, the idea that men didn't have to be low down and dirty, even if they were flawed, and friendship. Because not all love, of course, like we talked about, is romantic. And so I think all those films from that time really showcase platonic love in such a varied and precious, beautiful way as well. In addition to these love stories, we also just saw so much community and family elements that really lended themselves into what it means to be in relationship with another person. And so that has become such a central theme in the stories that I want to write as well. And so I'm interested in the choices that we make when writing Black romance. A trend that I was noticing was that often Black female leads were choosing white love interests and counterparts. And I'm not sure if that was based on just creative direction or an attempt to make the stories more palatable to universal audiences. So that was just something that I feel like I didn't really read a lot of straight on romance, and at times have found myself trying to center myself in the genre because technically the books that I was writing was, you know, following that theme. And I found that, and it just kind of made me think, okay, is this happening? Because this is representative of the society that we live in, which absolutely, you know, we see ourselves in more interracial and diverse relationships, and that is absolutely beautiful. But I also felt myself feeling a little skeptical of whether those were commercial based choices, because there isn't always this thought that our stories as Black and POC people are just as universal as white stories, and that we could write very much for and by Black people and still have other people buy into those stories and see themselves in those stories. And the other interesting choice I was thinking about was how we approach intimacy when we write romantic stories. And so I talked about how I really took a nod from the Woman King director, Gina Prince Bythewood, where she talked about how in an old interview before I ever even finished Good Morning Love, but it just really resonated with me, specifically as a big fan of Gina Prince Bythewood. Beyond the Lights and Love and Basketball are two really central movies for me. And so she talked about how passion can be in the face or in the hands, and that it didn't always have to be so graphic in the visual media. And when you think about films like Love and Basketball, Beyond the Lights, there are these really intimate moments, but they are not vulgar in a sense. And they are really cinematic and beautiful and slow without, and then they like leave space for inference versus us being so present for the whole act. And so I would say that my approach in a written medium is so similar, where I want to give like just enough, but I don't want to have to explain every detail, because yes, sex and intimacy is a part of our lives when we're writing adult fiction, right? Like this is real life, you know, this is reflective of real life. But there was always a sense of like voyeurism that I feel in films when I'm watching sex scenes that feel really graphic and really long. And so I just didn't have an interest in reflecting those same things in the written medium for myself. And so I also feel like I've been challenged in my own writing about how to create meaningful conflict that doesn't play into stereotypes. And so we know that these are what makes something interesting is the conflict. What are people going through? But I've always felt like I wanted to make choices that didn't feel outlandish, which is so tough, because the whole thing around creating great stories is like conflict and drama, you know, but I really felt conscious about how I wanted that to show up. And so I remember even in writing Good Morning Love, just needing more conflict, you know, and coming up with a storyline and ideating around a storyline that just didn't fit. It just painted Carly's father in a light that I didn't want to paint him. And so, you know, these are artistic choices that we're deciding to make. And I feel, you know, again, just challenged by this idea of like, well, how do I make these interesting conflicts, interesting points of plot and drama, but still staying true to how I want Black and POC people to show up in the stories that I tell. And so ultimately, I think we're free to let the stories unfold as they may, but who we are and who we want to be as writers shows up in these choices that we make. And so Black love stories have been transformative in my life. I don't think I realized before this point in my life just how much those stories have been integral to who I've become as a creator and as a storyteller. And so I just hope to be blessed enough to keep having the opportunity to like tell those stories and to build upon the stories that have already been told and looking at them from a new perspective. And so I just wanted to share a bit about Black love and literature and how it has shown up in my own debut journey on this here Valentine's Day. And specifically, what our kind of opportunity is as Black and POC storytellers within a genre that has typically been dominated, much like general publishing, by, you know, white people, and not really given the same space to these stories that are quote unquote from marginalized communities, even though that is not how I choose to show up as a marginalized person. But how can we kind of really shift the narrative that Black love and POC love stories are not a side dish, but can be a main entree in this landscape of literature and publishing. And so I just think we're seeing that in really beautiful ways in the diverse love stories that we're seeing coming to the forefront that are challenging the normal beats and tropes, and coming out really, really hella good and dope. So happy Valentine's Day. I know this is a little bit of a different episode, but get used to these. We'll throw some solo episodes in between our episodes with guests. But happy Valentine's. I hope you enjoy it. And remember to tell me about some of your favorite love stories in literature on Instagram at Permission to Write, or you can hit me up on my personal handle at @AshleyMColeman_. Remember, like, rate, and subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to PTW Office Hours. We hope you got something out of the conversation. You can follow us on Instagram at Permission to Write, on Twitter at Perm to Write, and stay up to date through our website, permissiontowrite.com. Join our community that works to amplify and cultivate the voices of Black writers and writers of color.